Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the vision that God gave to Ezekiel, he walked in a valley full of dry bones. The bones had been exposed to the radiation and heat from the sun for so long that they were brittle. But Ezekiel's vision was not exclusively a physical vision. It was a spiritual vision of the dry bones of the nation of Israel. Israel, you see, had been worshiping false gods, which are no gods at all. There is only one God. But God promised new life in Israel. He would put life and he would put hope in them. He would again be their God, and they would be his people. And so it was that about 50 years later, God led his people back into their land. God spoke to them in their years of exile by his prophets and by his word from the Torah, the writings of Moses. He never left them completely, though they were spiritually dead. In their time of exile, the prophecy of resurrection by the Holy Spirit was given through the prophet Ezekiel. Then, when Cyrus the Persian came to power, he defeated the Babylonians and he allowed the Jews to go back to Jerusalem. The prophecy of resurrection was fulfilled as the Holy Spirit renewed their faith, giving them hope again, giving them hope for their land, the promised land again. Prior to the time of Ezekiel, God had warned his people through his prophets for some 250 years about their idolatry. And finally, God used the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar and his armies to destroy Jerusalem and the temple in 586. The people were taken into captivity in Babylon. In exile, they remained spiritually dry, even dead. There was no hope in them, hence the valley of dry bones. In the vision, the Lord spoke to Ezekiel about the hope that he would give his exiled people, hope of resurrection, quoting, "Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. And I will place you in your land. Then you will know that I am the Lord. I have spoken and I will do it, declares the Lord." On Pentecost Day. Pentecost Day. Today we celebrate Pentecost. On Pentecost Day, unlike the confusion that God put into the world at the time of the Tower of Babel, God, the Holy Spirit, used a common language again, spoken as the gospel of Jesus Christ. No matter what tongue spoke the words, the message was the same. The gospel of forgiveness of sins through Christ was heard. The Holy Spirit would convince and convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Jesus said that the Holy Spirit would convict the world concerning sin because they do not believe in me. He didn't say anything about the Ten Commandments. He took care of that. Now sin is not believing in him. The one unforgivable sin is unbelief. Not believing in Jesus Christ. Not believing in Jesus is the same thing as rejection of the Holy Spirit. For the Holy Spirit creates and sustains faith in Christ in us by the gospel. The Holy Spirit would also convict the world concerning righteousness because Jesus would not be here to do it himself. The Holy Spirit would convict us of our lack of righteousness, leading us to trust in Christ's perfect righteousness. And the Holy Spirit would convict the world concerning judgment. Judgment of the devil, who is the ruler, the prince of this world as we know it in its fallen state. The Holy Spirit shows us our sin by leading us to look into the mirror of God's law. We see that we do not and cannot keep the Ten Commandments. We can't keep the first commandment, to have no other gods. We are led by our sinful natures to go searching for other gods. Money, sex, drugs, sports figures, the American Idol, politicians, movie stars, even ourselves, we make into gods and to idols. You name it. We can take it and turn it into an idol. We, by our sinful natures, create idols and gods to worship. But when the Holy Spirit convicts us of our sins and our sinful condition, He leads us to trust in the righteousness of Christ. On the Sunday that would forever be known as Pentecost Day, the apostles had been waiting for the coming of the Holy Spirit, as Jesus told them to wait. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came. People from all nations heard the gospel, the good news of salvation by faith in Christ, in their own native tongues. Verse 4 states, "And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." Pentecost continued the great reversal that began with Jesus' baptism. Then our sins were paid for when Jesus suffered and died on the cross. The verification of this payment was made known when Christ was resurrected from the dead and shown to the apostles and others for 40 days. His authority, Christ's authority over all creation, was shown when He ascended into heaven to sit at the right hand, the power hand. He sits there in all power at the right hand of God. The great reversal continued on Pentecost when Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to speak the truth of the gospel. The Holy Spirit would bring life to spiritually dry bones. Our spiritually dry bones of unbelief. The resurrection of the unbeliever to faith is the first resurrection. It comes by the Holy Spirit, in the Word, and in the waters of holy baptism. You have already been resurrected the first time, spiritually resurrected. You were born spiritually dead in sin, but you were born again, born of water and the Spirit, born from above. Resurrected spiritually in the Word and the waters of holy baptism. You share in the hope of the second resurrection along with Job. You will see Jesus with your own eyes. The Holy Spirit has created and sustained life and hope in you, awaiting the second resurrection. That is God's plan of salvation for you in Christ. On the first Christian Pentecost, on the first Christian Pentecost, behold, something new, something different. God's plan of salvation was fully executed in the world. It remains in force today. It will remain in force until Christ comes again. May the Holy Spirit continue to enliven your dry spiritual bones. Even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, may the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, continue to strengthen your faith in Christ and your hope for resurrection when He comes again. When Christ comes again, the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, will resurrect your physical body to life. You will live forever with Christ, with all the saints who have gone before you. and with all the angels, and with all the archangels, and with the Father, with the Son, with the Holy Spirit. It is written in God's Scriptures, behold, looky, looky, He will do it. He will do it. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.